Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, has been arrested and is accused of leaking high topics. Teixeira joined the Air National Guard in 2019 and worked as a cyber transport systems journeyman, an IT specialist responsible for military communications networks and ensuring their protection. Teixeira arrived at a Boston courthouse in shackles last hour and is now in court. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis signed the Heartbeat Protection Act into law last night, just hours after the bill passed the Florida legislature. The new law expands protections to unborn children, giving them full rights to life once a fetal heartbeat is detected. It also provides funding to help mothers across the Sunshine State. Another round of severe weather is likely today and tomorrow across the middle of the country, with large hail, strong winds, and at least a few tornadoes all possible. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected in the Central Plains later in the afternoon and persist into the early evening. Tomorrow, much of the same in the afternoon and evening in parts of the Mississippi Valley in the south. On Sunday, isolated thunderstorms, damaging hail, and strong winds are expected in parts of the east from southern Michigan to central Florida. As the strike by Rutgers University faculty and staff enters its fifth day, Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway says both sides are making progress.
Holloway says a marathon negotiating session continues in the State House in Trenton with the help of Governor Phil Murphy's office and two state-appointed mediators. Picketers gathered Thursday on the university's main campus in New Brunswick, as well as the Camden and Newark campuses, to demand better pay and job security. Holloway says he has agreed to Governor Murphy's request to avoid going to court to stop the strike while progress is being made. The strike is affecting roughly 67,000 students who are in the midst of their spring semester. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
President Biden emphasized U.S. and Irish ties in his address to Parliament.
In his address Thursday, the president declared the U.S. and Ireland are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression in Ukraine.
Ireland is working together with the United States and other partners to hold Russia accountable for its actions, including through significant sanctions and export control.
The president praised Ireland for accepting nearly 80,000 refugees since the war broke out in early 2022. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin was wrong when he thought the world would look the other way when he invaded Ukraine. Biden added that the U.S. will remain Ireland's closest partner and most enthusiastic supporter. I'm Skip Kelly.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida experienced the rainiest day in its history this week. Meteorologists are calling it a 1-in-1,000-year rainfall event. It caused flash flooding in Broward County that prompted emergency rescues, forced drivers to abandon cars, shut down schools, and the airport. Air traffic is scheduled to restart this morning. Former President and 2024 GOP candidate Donald Trump answered questions under oath yesterday from lawyers for New York Attorney General Letitia James. Her office is preparing for a trial later this year on allegations that Trump and others engaged in civil fraud. Ms. James accused Trump, his business, and three of his adult children of a decades-long scheme to falsely value real estate assets. The lawsuit seeks $250 million. In addition to asking a judge to effectively stop the Trumps' ability to operate their company in New York. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Megan Barth, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So much to talk about here. How about leaks? Leaks, leaks, and more leaks, huh?
Yeah, this latest Pentagon leak reportedly comes from a 20-year-old kid who they're trying to find. You know, it just, again, our military has been weakened to the point of a national security threat. Mm-hmm. Whether we look at our border and our unsecured border as a national security threat, or we look at the weakness in our military, which has been purposely instilled by the generals through wokeness and diversity, as you and I call it, diversity, inclusion, and equity, which is DIE.
DIE.
that's exactly what's happening. You know, the oath of office, the oath of constitution, the code of conduct is replaced by this diversity, inclusion, and equity garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And what else are we supposed to expect but security breaches, mm-hmm. border breaches? And with an open border comes not only security breaches and terrorists across the border, but also fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for anyone to look at our country and say, oh, we're a serious country, I have to ask them, well, point to where?
Yeah, based on what? Exactly. No. No, if anything, it is very discouraging, and this is all being led by our commander-in-chief, the one and only Joe Biden, who Joe Biden that Barack Obama, you know, was convinced was the foreign policy expert, that he was, you know, going to do such a great job. And here it is, 50 plus years of alleged service to our country. And what can he hang his hat on? Well, where can he say that, hey, you know, you're glad that I'm here because I did such a great job? So whether it was, you know, go back and look what happened to our national security under 8 years of Obama Biden, and the last 2 years plus have been a continuation of the disaster that we went through. But I guess, you know, the people didn't understand it, and 80 million people were so encouraged by it, said, oh, yeah, we need more of that. So let's elect him to office. And now we got the America that we're having to deal with today, where, you know, no longer our enemies fear us or our allies, worse yet, they don't even trust us, Megan.
Well, no, and how could they, especially with all the breaches that have been going on,
mm-hmm.
Especially when they look across the pond, so to speak, at our military and see an overweight military. I don't know if you saw the headlines from last week, because there were plenty of them to sift through. But they're having a hard time finding recruits because they're all fat.
Yeah, right.
They have a BMI index of over 26 or 30. And so instead of actually whipping these slobs into shape, they're just going to increase the BMI index to enter the military. So mm-hmm. we have a bunch of, and the, you know, in the Air Force, in the military in general, but in the Air Force specifically, you can't be too fat for the cockpit.
No, we can't. can't bring the shoehorn out and get you out of the cockpit once you're, you know, stuck in there. Well, and the other thing, you know, we're talking with a former lieutenant colonel here earlier, Megan, and he said part of the problem that they're having with recruiting is the military who are coming out that are retiring, they don't have a lot to say about the military these days because of the woke culture and all that's going on. And I think, you know, also the chaos and, you know, what happened when we departed Afghanistan. This has psychologically damaged the military and I believe the country in measures you can't even understand right now.
Well, right. I mean, who really wants to go into the military right now? Especially when that they're not respected. And after this whole entire COVID debacle that we had to suffer through, the pandemic that we had to suffer through, where the military was forcing these poor kids and men and women to get jabs.
Yes.
They finally lifted that requirement. And so... The military isn't doing what they need to do in order to recruit, and the commander-in-chief certainly isn't doing what he needs to do in order to promote the military. Because
do you have confidence? Do you have confidence in his commander-in-chief? Exactly. Yeah, that was my earlier point, is that his track record is lacking. And every time there was a demonstration of leadership, he's failed. And especially with the post report on the Afghanistan exit and how he wanted to blame Trump continuously instead of taking responsibility. That is not a demonstration of leadership. It is an abandonment of leadership. And who wants to get in that parade?
Well, exactly. And so, like I said, you know, with all of the losses that we've suffered, not only from a loss of life, but from a loss of credibility, from a loss of strength, from a loss of seriousness, quite frankly. You know, now the taxpayers are going to pay for gender reassignment surgery for military members. You know, and we warned about this, Bill.
I
remember my dad, former Marine, always Marine, but former Marine, saying, you know, once they start lowering the standards in order to allow women into the military, specifically into the foxholes and the front lines, there goes your military. You should not weaken your credentials or your requirements in order to create diversity. I don't care if we have a multicultural, diverse, inclusive military. I want a strong military. I want a military that when they show up, people run the other way out of fear.
Exactly. No, this is what the military is supposed to do. It's there to blow up things and to bring order. And the only way you bring order is you have to demonstrate power and force people to come to the bargaining table where you can work out a peace accord. But when you're more concerned about checking boxes, and this is what's laughable to the Chinese. Meanwhile, look what the Chinese are doing with their military, and they see what's happening with, you know, for all intents and purposes, up to now has been the number one reigning military force on the planet, and we've become a joke.
Yes, absolutely. You look at the alliances that are going on right under Joe Biden's nose between Russia and China and Iran, and them giving up the dollar for the yuan. And you know, you want to check boxes, start checking boxes of all the losses.
Exactly.
That's really where, you know, I was always told, you know, you do the Benjamin Franklin method. You know, you put, you know, on one side, you put your must-haves or you put your wants, and then you put your needs on the other side, or your losses and your wins. The military has more losses right now under this commander-in-chief than I can remember in my modern history.
Exactly.
I just don't recall. And then, of course, second up to that is Kamala Harris. You know, informally to that, it was Nancy Pelosi, God help us. Now it's Kevin McCarthy. But we also heard last week that I think it was to perhaps CNN or another interviewer, Biden said he's definitely going to run.
Yes. Yeah, well, he was talking with a weatherman.
A weatherman.
He kind of said, "Well, and it's Roker who's saying, "Hey, give a brother a break, you know, here, tell me, you know, let's do breaking news here." He says, "Well, you know, I'm going to run, but I can't tell you." I was like, "What does that mean?" It's leave it to Joe Biden, only him. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Megan after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She's Megan Barth, the founder proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, this has been an incredible week of brand busting, the way I put it. You know, I've been in marketing most of my life. I've been able to be privileged enough to create three brands, and I know how important branding is. It is a great benefit for everybody involved, especially if you're a publicly held company. And we find time and again where these publicly held companies like Disney or now Budweiser abandoning their mission, abandoning their brand. And what is the results? We're back to DIE. They're dying. You know, it's been reported that Bud has lost over $6 billion in revenue in less than a week. Thank you. Thank you, Dylan Mulvaney.
Well, right. And not only thanks to Dylan Mulvaney, I mean, it's thanks to the woman who is the VP of marketing, I believe, who decided that they needed to appeal to a much larger and a younger audience in order to increase revenue. How'd that work for you?
Yeah, really.
So another strike and miss by a woman in power. She specifically chose Dylan Mulvaney to take over a brand that is historically related to sports, frat parties, colleges, and predominantly men. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you if I ever had a Bud Light, if I had a sip, I spit it out. And so she chooses a mentally deranged man who's been parading around in a dress, pearls, and lipstick for the last year, claiming that he's a woman. And she expects this caricature to increase revenue amongst her demographics. Did she not look at the demographics that they usually produce when it comes to doing marketing studies?
You see, this is what happens when you get in your silos and you just start talking to yourself and other like-minded people. You convince yourself of something that is ludicrous. And so, hey, you know, we love America. We love the free market. Is that, hey, go ahead and put your idea out there. It only cost you $6 billion. Look at Disney. They thought they had a better idea. It's been $40 billion in counting. Look at Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers, all kinds of pressure on their, you know, their new release to include, you know, and check some boxes on, you know, this social agenda that's being imposed on people. And they said, no, we're going to stay true to our brand. Look at what they've generated. $400 million in the box office because they rejected this cultural mind melt that they want people to conform to.
Well, and it should really be encouraging to watch the demise of these brands that have gone woke and that have now gone broke, because it shows you where the political power really lies. It shows you that a majority of people in this country think like you and I do, even though our speech is somewhat relegated and we are, you know, on talk radio. We don't have these large TikTok accounts. And Instagram accounts and all of that other fluff, it shows you that a majority of Americans, including the youth, are rejecting this transgenderism clown show that we've been exposed to now, just really on steroids in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see other countries doing this. We don't see China doing this.
Oh, no.
We don't see them mutilating their children. Of course not. The children that they haven't forcibly aborted.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, the children that are born in China don't go through radical, quote-unquote, gender reassignment surgery, which is nothing but the mutilation of your God-given natural body parts. And so this sickness that has penetrated throughout America just in the last couple of years is still and will remain, I believe, a minority in this country, although they have a lot of power because companies are being forced through the diversity consultants in order to create this subculture, this counterculture, as the main theme of their artistic efforts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a purposeful deconstruction of our society. That's what this is. And when you think that for less than 1% of the population, that they're able to get the 99% to cower and go along. I know some people think, well, we're just ignoring it. But, you know, this is something that can't be ignored. We've ignored the other things. And this is why, in short order, they've taken over the culture and made this kind of impact to such a degree, Megan, and you and I have discussed this earlier, that the social credit scoring is now being imposed, you know, before it comes to everyday Americans, it's being imposed in businesses. So there's a social credit score for them that they must comply to. If not, if they have any idea of doing business with certain companies, and particularly the government, with our money, they're going to be deprived of access to any kind of government funds because of their, you know, their corporate credit rating.
Or even banking funds.
Exactly.
I mean, we saw what happened to one of the largest banks, Silicon Valley Bank, losing over $2 billion, I think it was, if not more, because their head of diversity, inclusion, and equity was over in Europe doing some sort of lesbian conference. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, after a while, you're going to have to say, geez, what's the pattern? What's the pattern to failure? Well, maybe we should avoid that pattern. this dye, this diversity, inclusion, and equity has penetrated even the banks, who have an extraordinary amount of lending power. So if you want to get a loan for your small business, you're going to have to start checking boxes. Well, how many blacks do you have? How many Filipinos do you have? How many transgenders do you have? How many gays do you have? How many non-binaries do you have? I mean, the boxes are becoming so big and so long that you are going to need an encyclopedia to figure out who the heck you're supposed to hire.
Could you imagine?
You need one page. You're not supposed to hire white men. So that's crazy.
Right. That's right. Well, could you imagine fielding a sports team by the boxes? What would happen? Forget about ever. You would never even get close to the goalposts of a Super Bowl game. But we check all the boxes. And the thing is, we joke about that. But that's what General Milley says, right? The thoroughly modern one who talks about having the most diverse military. He's checked all the boxes. He's not even concerned about military preparedness and about, as you said earlier, being able to fight a war. And here we are, as close as we've ever been in our lifetime, looking at, a war that could bust out into a potential nuclear experience that would be horrible on any measure.
Right. And if I was the enemy looking, at us and I wanted to strike, I'd probably strike while Biden was in office, because no one knows what's going on. And like you said, General Milley certainly isn't preparing with weapons of war. And that includes the resources and the human resources needed in order to overcome our enemies.
Exactly.
He's building what looks like a Star Wars bar seat.
Right. Well, we got to be fair. I mean, Joe Biden's on family vacay. He's got Hunter with him, a couple of other family members. I was saying to somebody else, I go, well, at least it's not like Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama would have about 36 of her BFFs, traveling at the people's expense. But again, with all the spotlight on Hunter, and and here he is on his dad's plane, on the people's plane, Air Force One, traveling at our expense. Being with Pop, maybe with a couple empty suitcases to see what he can fill them up with.
Yeah, and Joe Biden says he's going to run again. He's pushing 80. Dianne Feinstein now is having calls to resign because she's 85, and I guess she had a break out of the shingles, and out of like 80 Senate sessions, she's missed 60.
Yeah,
These politicians, this is not supposed to be a lifetime career.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and she did resign. She did resign her judicial committee seat. She asked Schumer to go ahead and fill that, but on a temporary basis. So she's still expecting to come back. But I agree. At 89, I think we're looking at an amendment somewhere down the road that enough's enough. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief at NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA News Update. A Massachusetts Air National Guard member working as an IT specialist was arrested in connection with the disclosure of highly classified military documents. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Jack Douglas Teixeira, in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
The 21-year-old man being accused is set to appear in a court in Boston today.
Jack Teixeira is a member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. He was taken into custody without incident on Thursday. Attorney General Merrick Garland confirmed he was arrested in connection with the alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. The FBI is investigating the leaks of hundreds of pages of military intelligence that were shared among a small group of people on a site popular with gamers. The documents include sensitive info about Ukraine and some U.S. allies. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Mark Burrell back with us, the author of Rediscovering the American Covenant, here to talk about the impact that President Trump's indictment might have with his Christian supporters, among other things. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, because this has been the theme this week, that we need to rediscover what it's all about. It's not about the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. It is about America. It is about our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, that is the backbone of this great American idea, and the very thing that unites us, isn't it not?
Yes, it is. And this issue... It's a great opportunity to talk about how should the Christian approach this question of choosing a candidate, because that's what it comes down to, and wrapping your mind around not only Trump and this indictment, but there are a lot of Christians, as you know, that are still struggling with a lot of his past and, you know, quote, how can I possibly vote for a person like that? And the problem is they're starting the conversation at the wrong point. You ask most Christians, and I mean like 90% of the Christians, and say, well, where I learn about civil government is Romans 13. I'm supposed to submit. And then I look at other New Testament passages that talk about electing elders. And, of course, we're not voting for an elder here. We're voting right. for a president. Mm. And the problem is that is not where you first learn about our citizenship responsibility. And this is what I just discuss in my book, Rediscovering the American Covenant. If you start at the beginning of the Bible you get to Genesis 9 after the flood, and this is where God's telling Noah, here is what I expect nations to do. And this is guidance for every nation. This is pre-Israel. This is where God says, listen, I demand an accounting for the shedding of innocent blood, and I expect mankind to do it. And so you really have to start the conversation on, well, what is my citizenship duty? And the answer is right there in Genesis 9, 5, and 6. God demands that we establish and maintain liberty and justice for all. So then the question becomes for Christians, well, who do I vote for who can best do that? And oh, by the way, you learn in the rest of the Old Testament through the example of Israel that God's like really high on this moral law, basically says, this is my moral law, and if you agree to keep it, I'll bless you. And if you don't, you know, you'll be cursed, you'll be judged. And so the question Christians have to be asking themselves when they're thinking about voting for people is, do they respect moral law? Will they govern in a way that will basically reverence and respect the moral law? And so if you ask that question, you look at most of the Democratic candidates, and of course we know they've rejected almost every aspect of the moral law.
Well, they've respected, they've rejected God at the very top, Mark, and in 2000, right, they took God out of their platform. That tells you, what else do you need to know?
They did.
Not to mention the fact that this has been the single party that has, put their whole life and their future on abortion.
Yeah, and so for the Christian who understands what the whole counsel of God says about our citizenship duty, you need to recognize that God demands that we're engaged in helping to establish liberty and justice for all, no matter where we live, by the way, Bill. This is not just an American thing.
Exactly.
No matter where you live.
Mm-hmm.
So now you come to Trump. It's clear they're going after him because they don't want him to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christian needs to look at this and say, well, how did he govern the last time? And honestly, Bill, I'm hard-pressed to find any position or legislation that he supported that was immoral, that was, you know, contrary to the moral law. I'm sure we could find something, but it's like a very small percentage. And so for Christians who are wondering why they should vote for Donald Trump, if it comes down to Trump, it may not, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, well, they just have to look at his record and say, well, I may not like some of the things that he says, or I may disagree with some of the things that he did in the past, but he governed as closely to the moral law as any president in my lifetime.
Yeah, I would agree. And the first, to me, the first thing, in terms of first things first, Mark, is we got to get Christians to get off their back ends. They have gone along with this narrative since the mid-60s, this idea that was put into the body politic by, at the time, it was Senator Johnson, who went on to become Lyndon Johnson, who went on to become the President of the United States, who wanted to invalidate religious participation because he knew that it would have an impact on his ability to get reelected. So he poured this narrative out. It was never codified. It's like one of those things like the separation of church and state doctrine that is like, wait a minute, that was never the intent of that statement. And so, but Johnson was able to affect what he needed to get done. And here it is, all these decades later, you have only 50% of Christians who will bother to register to vote. And of that 50, only 50% of that will actually go in and cast a ballot. I mean, here it is. I mean, what have we done? We've abandoned our reason to be and in terms of being that light and that moral agency in the political process.
Yeah, we've totally accepted that progressive narrative. I describe all this in the first chapter of my book, by the way, for Christians who are hearing fragments of history that maybe they've never heard before. The chapter one summarizes exactly what you just said, including the 47 ruling, where the Supreme Court applied this bogus separation of church principle that came from a letter from Thomas Jefferson when he was president. I mean, that's a whole other topic, but you're
right.
Spot on. The church, so many in the church think that their 503c status is more important to protect, which is the Johnson Amendment you referred to.
Right.
And, Bill, can you imagine standing before God and God saying, why didn't you try and stop abortion? Yeah. And the pastor saying, well, I didn't want to lose my 503C tax-exempt status. Can you imagine saying that to God at the judgment seat?
Right.
It's just not going to fly. So, for me, Bill, I needed to better understand it myself, which is why I wrote the book, Rediscovering the American Covenant. And that's what's given me the conviction, now that I feel like I understand it and can talk about it, that's what's given me the conviction to stand up and speak out.
Yeah. Well, for 15 years, you've been writing a book for 15 years, Mark. I've been hosting this radio show based on a biblical worldview, and it's the same thing. You know, the more I talk about it, the more I have great guests like yourself, people that bring to the conversation the depth of research and experience that is practical. It just convinces me all the more that we've got to return to first principles. And the first principles are Judeo-Christian principles. You go back to the Old Testament. I'm with you. I go back to that conversation that God had with Cain when Cain was down in the mouth and God didn't accept his worship, his offering. And God surmised it very succinctly in ways that I believe should echo through the millennium. We all should hold to this. And he told Cain very simply, if you do right, will it not go well for you? That's what we need to hear, right? And that right is not right by man's standards. This is God himself saying, if you do right, righteous, if you do what's right by God's standard, not by man's standard, it will go well for you. That's the system that God has created, that if we follow the system, then we'll get the product that is consistent with righteousness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're reminding me of one of my favorite passages in Jeremiah. I think it's Jeremiah 6, where he says to Israel, stand at the crossroads. I'm paraphrasing, but he basically says, consider the ancient ways. Exactly what you're saying. Consider them, and if you do that, you'll be blessed. And then he turns to the nations of the world and says, listen, I'm about to judge these folks because they're not listening, and you want to pay attention because you don't want the same thing to happen to you. It's an amazing declaration in Jeremiah 6 to all nations that if you want to be blessed, if you want to be fruitful, which is what God desires from us, you just have to follow the ancient ways. Do what is right. Follow God's moral law as best you can. He doesn't expect you to be perfect, but he'll bless you. He wants to bless us. That's the thing, Bill.
Yeah, really. Time to go to break. More from Mark Burrell after this.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Oh, a song for hope, right? Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Mark Burrell continues with us. He's the author of Rediscovering the American Covenant. And I'll tell you, Rediscovering the American Covenant, what I see in that a bit, Mark, is like, you know, when the children of Israel had become disconnected from the law of God and the books were hidden away and then they were discovered. And they're reading the Word of God and the light bulbs are flashing and realizing that the contrast between the law of God that they're reading now and their behavior, that they got off course. And they had hearts and minds to receive, in a sense, the built-in admonition of God's Word, and they repented. They just fell on their faces. They were destroyed in thinking, oh, my God. And this is, in a sense, what happens when you rediscover. And the rediscovering means at one point you did discover it. You did know it. But now it's a refreshing. It's a time. And when you do that, and it's an opportunity for us to course correct. Right now, in the culture that we're living, and this is not, you know, in order to avoid it being American-centric, because we always think, well, it's just about America. No, it's God's total creation. It is the world at large, all, you know, in this condition, in this chaotic condition that we are realizing today. And so, to me, it's a little bit like the law of gravity. You keep defying the law of gravity. The law doesn't change. The law of gravity is still there. God set laws and his infrastructure in motion so that it would benefit us, so that it would be good for us. Because God is a loving God. In ways that here we are, post-Easter, it's hard for us to imagine, Mark, how a father would sacrifice his son for a bunch of knuckleheads, for people that wouldn't even like him, right? Or, you know, much less care for him. But they're going to go, and his son is going to submit to the Father's will to be the perfect sacrifice so that we could end up where God always wanted us to be, and that's next to him. How cool is that?
Yes, absolutely true. And as you were talking and describing the rediscovery of the old documents, this is recorded in the Old Testament about King Josiah, who lived in about the 7th century B.C., and this was after a period of time when they had forgotten their covenant. By the way, this is like 800 years after Moses. So that is amazing to me, Bill. That they kept going for 800 years, but they lost sight of what their covenant was. They discovered it in the temple while they were cleaning it out. They had it read to the king, and as he heard it, he realized that they had gone way off course. You read about this in, I think it's the Kings 23. I'm trying to remember now off the top of my head. But he had the people assemble. Mm-hmm. They read the covenant, and they all agreed that they would recommit. And for a season, God blessed his reign.
Right.
And that's the last chapter in my book, because you know, I want to give your listeners hope.
Right.
Not only is there a lot of information about how we should start a nation, how we should govern justly, and what God desires for the nations to be fruitful, there's also a blueprint for what happens when a nation that once revered God goes wayward.
Right.
And King Josiah is the example of that. Nehemiah is another example. In both cases, they had the covenant read and the people recommitted. And so this is what I assert is needed as a nation. And this is what God in the Bible shows us, is that if we recommit to our declaration, that's our founding covenant, he says he'll heal our land.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm trying to create a movement to do that, Bill. That's my ultimate end game here.
Well, God bless you.
250th birthday.
Yeah, exactly. This is why, you know, I just believe that you and I have been joined to the hip of this, because, you know, I see it. I'm right with you and have been with you along the way through this. You know,
I caught up
and
to you.
Is that what it was? I don't know.
Yeah,
one way or another.
You were in the lead, and I finally realized and caught up to you. But yeah.
Well, God bless you. But it's just, this is the message that we consistently need to pursue, because you see time and again, the thing that amazes, just like you're saying, you know, when I'm thinking 800 years, the children of Israel had lost their way. Again, this kind of shows you the Father's heart, how long-suffering is, how forgiving he is. But then it just gets to that point where it's like, okay, there's not enough, you know, defiance of gravity, where you keep hitting the ground and you keep violating God's law. There's not enough pain. You're just so stubborn and so thick-headed that finally God has to intervene. But look at all the years that it took for him to do that. I mean, look at what Nineveh, I often use the example of Nineveh, and my prayer has been that we would experience a Nineveh moment, you know, in much the same way, that we would hearken and understand, you know, what God has said to us, that he's truthful to us. He gives us a way out of the craziness. And that even like in Nineveh, I mean, everybody repented. They put sackcloth on the animals. That's how committed they were, Mark. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's go ahead.
Yeah. No. But God gave them 100-year reprieve. But Nineveh, and keep in mind, Nineveh wasn't a Christian nation, right? I mean, this was really a compromised, very secularized society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an important point, because I think we often look at the Old Testament and we think that Israel was really the only nation God was dealing with, when in reality, he was dealing with many nations all at once. It's just that he chose the nation of Israel to reveal himself more completely to us, to show us what he expected, what is the playbook for how to live as individuals and as a nation. And so you mentioned Nineveh. There's also, you know, the visit of the Queen of Sheba, who was essentially an Old Testament seeker. You know, she came a long way. She heard about something. She wanted to check it out. And Jesus confirmed her conversion years later when the, you may recall, the Pharisees approached him and said, give us a sign.
Right.
And he said, only a wicked generation. And he talked about Nineveh, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. and he also talked about the Queen of the South. So God cares about all nations. Mm-hmm. And the blueprint is right there for any nation to embrace if they want to experience God's blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Because God is love, and we're all part of His creation. That's why I hesitate sometimes, because I've caught myself at times, Mark, where, you know, I've become America-centric. I keep thinking about America. But,
yeah.
But the thing is that it's all His creation. And when you consider what is going on, you know, around the world, you know, crime is on the increase, suicide rate, young people are being compromised, abortion. You know, we talk about the numbers of aborted babies here in the United States, but the number worldwide is, I mean, as if, you know, 63 million and counting isn't enough. And that's just, you know, what we can estimate. Then that's not even including the chemical aborted babies, you know, which, you know, estimates are we could be talking, you know, 100 million babies have died as a result of. But even then, that's, you might as well put your finger up in the air. It's and see how the wind takes you. It's a rough, very rough estimate, and that's just here in the United States. Imagine what's going on around the world.
Yeah,
and you think about what was said. You know, in talking about Cain and Abel. You know when Cain is confronted and says after he kills his brother. You know, God says to him that your brother's blood is crying out. Now, you imagine the millions of babies, and we talked about justice and morality and everything, what the cries of a million plus babies around the world that reaches the heaven, what that must be like.
It would be deafening.
It would be.
It would be.
Yeah.
So we were talking off air a little bit about what can we do to turn things around? And things are really desperate. I mean, I think your audience knows that. But again, to give your audience hope and an action plan to go forward, a roadmap, that's the subtitle of my book, A Roadmap mm-hmm. to Restore America.
Right.
God has told us if we come together as a nation, and by the way, it doesn't have to be like 80% of the nation. When the mm-hmm. founders got together in 1776, probably between 30 and 50% of the population was for independence.
Exactly.
Pretty clearly not a majority.
Right.
I would say that's right around the percentage that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm pushing for is we pull out the Declaration, we sort of refresh it with the current list of offenses, and then we as a nation, for those who agree, we need to recommit, put it online, have people sign it, and watch God work. And to say that this can't work or that it's naive is essentially to call God a liar.
Huh.
Because this is, he's given us, he said this earlier, he's given us the tools to be successful.
Yeah, exactly.
Just go do it.
Yeah, he didn't tell you to go be fruitful and multiply and just to tease you. You know, that he didn't give you all the goods in order to be able to attain that. Certainly, we know God better than that. But again, you know, just as you said, that's so important. Consider the ancients. Look behind and see how God has manifested himself time and again when nations have decided to turn from their evil ways. Right, Mark?
Yep. Yep. That's the path forward.
It's a faithful God that we serve. Mark Burrell, thank you so much. How can people be in touch with you? We've got about 20 seconds left here, Mark.
So I have a website, defendamericanliberty.com. You can get a book there. You can also contact me. I have my contact information there if you'd like me to come talk with your church leaders. This is what I'm trying to do, get the word out.
You got it. Mark Burrell, the author of Rediscovering the American Covenant. Thank you, Mark. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as